Yeah, we all have on our electric lime green ESPN Cleveland Combine t-shirt sponsored by Mace.
That's right, and I tore it up at the Combine
today. Did you?
Today.
Now, if people don't know, ESPN 850 is hosting the ESPN 850 Combine today out at Force Sports on the East Side, sponsored by Mace. And they had five sort of
drills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Run the 40, bench press, vertical jump.
That wasn't a bench press, Bruce.
Football toss, and a cone drill.
Yeah, that's right.
And there will be a video up later today. You may have seen in past weeks the Wonderlic test and the smack talk and all this kind of stuff. So that'll be on the website at ESPNCleveland.com later today.
So it turns out, Bruce,
yes,
everybody and their mom at the station were gunning for me.
Yes, everybody wants to take aim at the three-time Super Bowl champion, the only professional athlete here. Everybody wants to grade themselves against an elite athlete, Gerard Jerry. Is that guy.
Absolutely. And he got me with the biggest trick ever. Me and Sleazy.
He got all of you. And I knew. I can't believe you guys were all so gullible as to believe it.
You heard it then.
Yes, well, because I trusted him.
They all
He's
wanted
supposed to be my friend.
They all wanted to grade themselves by Gerard. So they were all holding themselves up against the standard of Gerard. So the question everybody wanted to know when they got in here was, how fast did you run the 40, Gerard? How fast did you run the 40? And Gerard, you said...
Oh, I ran a 5.8.
Instantly, smiles on everybody's face.
That's right.
Jubilation.
Me and Sleazy start high-fiving. We're like, yeah, baby, yeah. Because I'm telling you, had you really ran a 5.8?
No, I don't even get to that part of the story yet.
All right.
Stop. All right. Stop. So once I say I run a 5.8, they're going nuts and crazy. And I'm like, really, dog? You really thought I ran a 5.8? Actually, I ran 4.7.
Yeah, brought me back.
You should have seen their faces.
Oh, crestfallen.
Yeah. Yeah, I was disappointed.
I mean, I've never seen two grown men happier about something in my life.
Oh, because I just was so excited for the amount of smack I was going to talk. Like, I literally was, every show was going to bring that up.
That you beat me in a 40?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was. Dude, I don't do nothing but drink beer and eat pizza. So if I can beat you in the 40, that's an accomplishment for me. You know what I'm saying?
Considering your workout regimen, yeah, that would
be.
Yeah,
right. Right.
So 4.7 was the time?
Yeah, that's pathetic.
I got to Mace after Gerard was done. He had a couple of his kids there. And I had no intention of participating because, look, I know I got a balky left knee, and I'm not going to hold myself up to, like, other people's standards of fitness. I'm in really good shape for, you know,
what you need to do.
All the surgeries I've had, right. And I work out every day, but it's Stairmaster, it's elliptical, it's the stuff that I know I can do without hurting myself.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping up to test my vertical, I got no delusions that I'm, you know, Michael Jordan or the Birdman. You know?
Come on, man. You know you would like the K&R version of white chocolate.
I don't need to prove that white man can't jump. And I didn't really care what my 40 time was. I know I can get on a treadmill and run a couple miles. So I wasn't going to participate. But when I got there, I got all the ammunition I needed not to participate. Because Gerard said, be careful, man. I tweaked my hamstring.
Fooling around. And the sad part is I misread times. So I was like, because I was thinking the same way you guys are thinking. I ain't going to lie. It's like, ain't no way in H.E. hockey sticks.
Right.
I'm going to let these people.
Right.
Beat me in anything out here.
Right, right.
Now, the throwing might have been a wash. Who knows on that one? But I was like, so I'm looking at the 40 times, but I'm looking at the wrong thing. I see Sleazy E, Eric Williams. I see down there a 4.72. But that was the cone drill time.
Right, the cone drill.
But I didn't know that. All I saw was 4.72. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to actually run out here.
Right.
So I run my 4.7, but you know what? That ain't good enough. Ain't no way I'm going to be 0.2 seconds better than this dude.
Right.
So my third go around, that's when I tweaked my hamstring being stupid. But had I read the form correctly, I would have stopped at my 4.9.
Right.
Okay. And I was just playing around when I did that.
So you were stretching the hammy. Is the hammy okay? Is it,
I'm fine, man.
Okay, good.
It would be nub. Trust me, I've done much worse. But yeah, man. And I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't. It was like Emmitt had the best vertical. I won't tell everybody what your vertical was.
I mean, I don't care.
Go ahead, tell them, Emmitt.
Well, there's a discrepancy because at first they told me it was 33.5.
And
right?
When they told me that, I was like, ain't no way.
Right. And
can
I'm
you
like, that sounds about right.
Can you dunk a basketball?
I used to. Now before I got married and started hitting the Budweiser, different story. But then they're like, no, I was 26.5, and I'm like, ah, all right.
Yeah. So I made sure I beat that.
Right. Right. I'm glad you, well, at least you know me, because you know if I had any bragging rights, I was
Do we have any numbers on anybody else? Do we know anything?
No,
I think
not
Mr.
yet.
Brenda and Riz and Hammer arrived.
Well, Riz
after.
Is doing MCing, so he's not doing anything.
Right. I knew at the time, like as of right now, that I know I have the second highest vertical.
Who had the highest? Gerard?
Gerard, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And yours was?
31.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Very nice. Can you still dunk a basketball?
I'd probably get hung on the rim.
Yeah,
I could do a tennis ball.
Yeah, I could, you know, grab the rim and all that. I used to, and I'm a one-leg jumper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So vertical ain't really.
So you
like
can't do the run-up jump at this. You had to do a standing jump.
Yeah, just straight flat foot jump up in the air. Yeah.
All right.
Volleyball, tennis ball I could do.
We want to thank Force Sports and Mace and everybody who made the combine possible. Look for the video on ESPNCleveland.com. Now,